السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Sharh, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا، إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in this surah his favors and his blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ، did we not open your heart؟ أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ، and removed your burden that was heavy on your back, and raised high your name. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا، إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed, with the difficulty comes ease. Indeed, with the difficulty comes the ease. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. When you are free from your work, from your task, then rise up, stand up, and turn to your Lord with your desires, with your longing, with your love. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا، إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا is a message of hope. It is a message that difficulties do not last, as long as you are working in the right way. This was the theme of the 59th annual convention of the Islamic Society of North America that was held over the last Labor Day weekend in Chicago. Alhamdulillah, more than 10,000 Muslims from all over America and Canada came, and there were also some non-Muslims in the convention, and there were various topics were discussed, challenges, difficulties. After almost 3 years, people were coming together in person, attending the convention, and everybody was very happy and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the problem of COVID is almost over. And at the same time, people discuss that there are many other problems. There are many other issues as well. There are issues that the world is facing, and then there are issues that the Ummah is facing. And we all have to be aware of that. So there are economic issues, there are political issues, social issues, environmental issues, there are natural issues, natural problems, as well as man-made problems, wars and violence, and difficulties that Muslim countries are facing, fights, wars, difficulties, challenges that are there. So it is very important that people pay attention to all that. And once you focus on those in the right way, in the correct way, with wisdom, with patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them. Because the life is a test. The Quran says, tests are going to come. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لَيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Blessed is he whose hand is the kingdom, and he has power over everything. He created death and life so that he may test you. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لَيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So the whole thing, this life and death that you have is here in this world, it is a test. And this test is to see who does the right thing and who does not do the right thing. Those who do the right thing, they will benefit, they will succeed. And those who do not do the right things, they will perish and they will have problem for themselves. So tests are to make you learn, to teach you, as well as to strengthen you, to make you better people, if you take them in the right way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometime will test people with even harder things. Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We shall test you, indeed we shall test you, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, with something of a fear, hunger, loss of life, loss of the fruit of your labors. But Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give the good news to those who are patient. So if you are patient, then they are good news. That's why Rasulullah said in one of the hadith, أَمْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرٌ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرٌ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Believer is always in a good position. Believer is always in a winning position. If he is in difficulty, he is patient, and it is good for him. And if he is in a happy situation, he is thankful and grateful to Allah, and it is good for him. So tests have to be used in the right way. And people have to remember that the tests are there, opportunities are there, challenges are there, and one has to use that in the right way. In one of the hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized this point, and he said, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Take benefit of five things before the five things. That means you have opportunities, and don't lose your opportunities. So five opportunities you have in your life, everybody has that, the five opportunities. And the Prophet says, شبابك قبل حرمك. Take good advantage, benefit from your youth before you get old. If you are young, you can benefit from learning, education, good morals, good habits, All of these things, these are going to help you before you become old, feeble, tired. You will not be able to do all of those things. To shababaka qabla haramik, wa sihhataka qabla suqmik, and your health before you get sick. You are healthy, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do your use your health in the right things. Because it is possible that you get sick. And when you get sick, then your mind will be all busy with your problems. One test after another test, one difficulty after another difficulty. So when you are healthy, thankful to Allah. And then Rasulullah said, and غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, and your riches, your prosperity, before you become poor. So if you are well-to-do, alhamdulillah, you have good job, good money, good resources, alhamdulillah, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before it may happen that you may lose your job, may lose your money, and difficulty may come. To غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. And then he said, فَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ, and your free time before you become very busy. So if you have any free time, use it for a good purpose. Not wasting your time, not doing anything, or things that have no benefit at all, things that do not bring any result. To faragaka qabla shughlik. And then finally said, hayataka qabla mautik, and your life before you die. Because this is the only life that Allah has given you here, and this life makes a lot of difficulty, lot of challenges and a lot of benefits if you use it in the right way. There will be no coming back to this world once you leave. So this is the time that we have. After that is the hereafter. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This dunya is the ground where you sow, plant, and then after that, the fruit you will get it in the Akhirah. Ad-dunya darul amal. Dunya is the place of action. Akhirah is darul jaza. The reward and the punishment will come in the Akhirah. So dunya has to be, and your life here in this dunya, you take the benefit of this and use it in the right way. In another hadith, Rasulullah said, Badru bil amal sab'an. Rush to do right things before seven things happen. Badru bil amal sab'an. And then he said, what are you waiting for? Hal tantazuruna illa faqran munsiyan, or ghinan mutghiyan, or maradan mufsidan, or haraman mufannidan, أو موتا مجهزا أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر أو الساعة فالساعة أدهى وأمر. Hasten to do good deeds before seven things happen. What are you waiting for? Except that the poverty that can make you unmindful, make forget things. فقرا منسيا. When a person is poor, everything you forget. Worries all the time. How am I going to take care of my family? How am I going to take care of my rent? How am I going to take care of my food? How am I going to do all that? So Rasulullah said, before this happened, faqran munsiyan, or ghinan mutghiyan, or riches, prosperity, they make you corrupt. Because sometimes when people have a lot of money, they don't know what to do, and they use it in the wrong way. So ghinan mutghiyan, or maradan mufsidan, or sickness, disease, that spoil everything. Or haraman mufannidan, or the old age that made you disabled, make it difficult for you to remove. Or mautan mujhizan, or sudden death. Or dajjal, or dajjal appear. And this is a terrible thing, the worst evil that is hidden, but is expected. Of Issa'a, or the last hour. And the last hour is the most challenging. And Hava Amar, It is the most difficult one. So all of these things are there in the life of everyone, and people can look at it individually and collectively. Everyone should think about that way. The young people think that way, old people think that way. Every person who is alive should think that way. How am I doing in my life? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to make it easy, because Allah wants ease for the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the challenges not to defeat you, not to destroy you. Allah gives you challenges to benefit, to improve. Because Allah says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you. Allah does not want difficulty for you. And سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. And Allah will have every difficulty that you have, Allah will make that easy after that. سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. This is in Surah Al-Talaq, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning the difficulty that husband and wife may face, and then how you have to take care of. Even after the divorce, be good to your spouse, and يُرِنْ فُقْزُ سَعَةِ مِنْ سَعَةِ. Those who have money, they should spend from their wealth. And لَا يُكُلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا أَتَاهَا. Allah will not put a burden upon anyone beyond what He has given. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. You may think it is difficult, but Allah will make it easy for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت إذا شئت جعلت كل شيء سهلا جعلت كل حزن سهلا. والله, there is no ease except what you make it easy. There is no لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا. There is nothing easy except what you make it easy. And if you will, you can make every hardship easy. So ease comes, the Quran tells us that there is a way of ease and there is a way of hardship. The way of ease is the way to Jannah. And the way of hardship is the way to hellfire. For some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the way of Jannah easy. And for some people, Allah makes the way of hell easy. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, who are the people who for whom? This is in Surah Al-Layl, we read that. That those, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْتَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسْرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسْرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْتَى, the one who gives in charity, وَاتَّقَى, and follow the path of righteousness, taqwa, follow the path of righteousness, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And the most beautiful thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, that is the Qur'an. He makes tasdeeq of the Qur'an. Recognize the Qur'an and read the Qur'an and follow the Qur'an. أَعْتَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. Allah said, فَسَنُيَسْرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We'll make it easy for him, the way of ease. Yusra ultimately is Jannah. So فَسَنُيَسْرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, it'll make it easy for him to go to Jannah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسْرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. The one who is stingy, بخيل, does not give in charity, وَاسْتَغْنَى, and think that I am self-sufficient, I don't need to listen to, I don't submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I'm told to do something good, I don't. Istaghna, turn away. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and rejects that which is most beautiful. That is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, فَسَنُيَسْرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. We'll make it easy for him to go to hell. Easy path towards hellfire. May Allah save us from that. So this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want hardship. But the ease and hardship is based on certain actions, certain behavior. And if there is behavior change, inshallah it is going to come. And I'll talk about that how to have this hope in the akhirah. The hope in the akhirah will come when we follow certain ways. May Allah guide us, keep us on the right path. Alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa wala. Islam is an optimistic religion. It is not a pessimistic religion. It is a religion of hope. It is not a religion of despair. It is a religion of you look forward to your life, to your actions, and then ultimately expect blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our hope is in Allah. But at the same time, this hope has to be realistic, not hallucinistic. It is not just wishful thinking. It is not just imagination. It is not daydreaming. It has to be based on certain principles, certain values. Because there is something called hope, raja, and there is something called tamanna, desire, wish. And there is something called stupidity, hamaqa or safaha. Now people do not make distinction. Sometimes they get mixed up in that. There is hope, raja, there is tamanna, and there is safaha, hamaqa. If a student works hard, studies, take care of his homework, his or her homework, pay attention to the classes, all of these things, and after that he can hope to get the good grades, pass. But if he does not do that, not full attention, but he just desires to pass. And there is no reason, because he has not done the work. So this is just his desire. He may or may not happen. He may get good grade, he may not get the good grade. But if somebody, instead of doing the homework, instead of reading, plays, spend the time just in useless things, waste the time. And then after that, he hopes that he will get a very good grade, he will pass. That is foolishness. In a similar way, if a parent, they pay attention to their children, to their morals and manners, to their akhlaq, to their behavior, to their companies, to their friends, all of these things, if they pay attention, they can hope the children will be very good morally. They will be successful. They will be good Muslims. But if they neglect them, leave them, do whatever they want, what will happen? They may be good, but it's not sure. Actually, very often it will not happen that way. So there is, the right way is to pay attention to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the righteous things. And these are the things that are the ways of hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized this point. He said, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. It is not according to your wish or the wishes of the people of the book. Whosoever does wrong will be requited for it and will find no one to protect or help him against Allah. And whosoever, whether male or female, does good things, good deeds, and is a believer, will enter paradise and will not be wrong a bit. So there are conditions. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Believer who does the good deeds, male or female, of any color, of any race, of any tribe, if you do good deeds, then you will find a result, inshallah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path. and help us to do right thing and save us from difficulties, from the problems of this world as well as the problems of the akhirah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين، وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى عمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس، وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم يسر لنا كل عسير يا الله. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا. اللهم إن شئت جعلت كل حزن سهلا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم أغننا بحلالك عن حرامك وبطاعتك عن معصيتك بفضلك عن من سواك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ورزقا واسعا. اللهم إنا نسألك التوبة قبل الموت والراحة عند الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استووا واستقيموا. Please make your lines straight, be close to each other. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا وتتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة، ادفع بالتي هي أحسن، فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين. وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين. يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Please remember your dua.